It's been nearly 13 years since an invasive beetle revealed its metallic green shelled self to scientists outside Detroit.
Since then, emerald ash borer, or EAB, has killed tens of millions of ash trees in Michigan alone, and it's moved on to 23 other states, from New Hampshire to Colorado and two Canadian provinces. Well, Wisconsin isn't new to the list. Emerald ash borer was reported here back in 2008.
Over the years, we've been checking in with scientists and foresters in the region to learn how they're dealing with the threat and the reality of EAB to their forest canopy. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the latest.
Between 2009 and 2014, River Edge Nature Center was a hub of emerald ash borer control experimentation. Wisconsin's first documented EAB hit was discovered less than a mile away from its forested canopy in Ozaukee County. Scientists swarmed there from both UW-Madison and Milwaukee, as well as the state's Department of Natural Resources and APHIS. That's the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, all focused on solutions. Strategies including girdling ash trees to try to attract EAB to them. Other teams tested multiple insecticides for their ability to stave off infestation. Still others set up traps of different sizes and colors to try to snag the beetle.
Those are my release trees. I'm just going to bring this.
We first spoke with Todd Johnson 4 years ago. The UW-Madison graduate student, in collaboration with APHIS, shared his experience as he released wasps native to the EAB's original habitat.
Let them fly out. These wasps find their host by most likely a chemosensory sort of response, so a chemical volatile, something that's in the air that they see.
Johnson's project ended last year. But APHIS's work experimenting with predatory wasps continues. One of its newer partners is Milwaukee County's Parks Department.
We give them a couple sites that we've found heavy infestations with continuous tracts of land.
Ramsey Radakovich is Land Resources Regional Manager with Milwaukee County Parks.
In the Root River, they've done some test release, and they're working to develop or nurture a population that can help keep EAB in check. I don't think it's ever going to eliminate EAB.
County parkland covers 15,000 acres. 24% of its canopy is ash. The trees are abundant in Whitnall Park. I met Radakovich in a parking lot there.
You have ash, ash, ash. I think that's an elm. We have an oak. We have a hickory there. This is a wood.
In this woods alone, you may have 10, 15% ash or even 20 in some areas.
Greg Collins jumps in. He oversees the county's forestry program. Collins says the impacts of emerald ash borer cascade before our eyes.
You can already see signs of infestation up in the upper canopies, where the bark looks really flecking, like there's a checkerboard pattern. That's a sign that EAB has entered the tree. And usually by the time you're seeing it here, this could be a 3 or 4 year infestation. So unfortunately, by the time the naked eye catches it, it's pretty far gone.
Both Collins and Radakovich say the prognosis is bleak.
Based on what we've learned in other states, Michigan and Illinois, Michigan especially being ground zero for it.
We've determined that any tree that hasn't been treated will be infested and succumb to emerald ash borer.
So Radakovich says Milwaukee County has elected to treat a minuscule fraction of its ash, injecting special insecticide. Safety, he says, comes before aesthetic or habitat.
And we've defined what trees we're going to treat by, what kind of quality are, where are they, what kind of condition, or are they historical trees, or are they trees that kind of highlight a certain golf course hole, or are they right next to a building that it's a 30-inch diameter ash tree that we want to preserve because it provides a nice beauty. But ultimately, we realize that every tree in the woodlot we can't save and preserve, so we kind of have that selection process.
Greg Collins points back to the maze of trees before us.
We want to try to eliminate anything, I would say, in the first 30 to 40 feet in. As you get further in, the hazard drops. So those we will let go. I mean, we'll let nature run its course, and it'll become a woodpecker habitat.
Ramsey Radakovich says silver lining might not be the best choice of words, but the appearance of emerald ash borer gave county parks the opportunity to learn more about which areas to target for treatment.
Through an urban forestry grant in 2007, we conducted an overall inventory throughout the 15,000 acres of the parkland.
The first ever cataloging of the county's canopy.
We did 220 random sample plots, kind of coupled it with an U.S. Forest Service and Davy Tree program called iTree that kind of helped us guide us along in our approach. We basically determined at that point we have 1.5 million trees in the park system. And of those, 24% or close to 356,000 are ash trees.
But Radakovich says the inventory also revealed how much oak, hackberry, and locust occupy county grounds. Over time, Radakovich wants to use that information to further diversify its trees to try to avoid the devastation that followed in the wake of Dutch elm disease in the 1950s.
We want to have a balanced tree resource population that can weather if we lose a certain species, we have another to kind of fill in its place.
I don't care who listens to me about trees, but if I can make an advocate and get someone passionate about trees, I will go after anyone and everyone.
Ian Brown is Urban Forestry Technical Services Manager for the City of Milwaukee. Unlike Milwaukee County, which is treating very few of its ash, the city started injecting most of its ash, the healthiest and established, in 2009. Brown says crews are treating 28,000 ash.
The research continues to indicate that it is effective. And we haven't lost one of our treated trees yet.
He's just about to hire and train 20 summer interns who will inoculate trees around town.
I'm working very closely with them to get them individual training so that they're not only informed about what they're doing, but why they're doing it. Mm-hmm. They don't exactly hide on the street. They're wearing bright yellow vests that say City Milwaukee on the back, and it's pretty regularly that citizens will want to come up and learn what are you doing, why are you doing it, and it's an opportunity for college interns to get some firsthand experience sharing and communicating directly with constituents.
Brown embodies the mission of caring for the urban canopy and justifying its cost with equal passion. He says while it costs $35 a year to treat an individual ash tree, the cost to remove and replace a tree is $750. Layer in the environmental benefits of the canopy.
Stormwater mitigation, air pollution mitigation, and when you stack that up over the number of years that we've had, it's a huge impact. Now going forward, we can use ash and EAB as somewhat of a surrogate to what we saw with elm and Dutch elm. There is definitely more benefit than cost associated with maintaining and keeping an urban canopy.
He hopes to facilitate a gradual transition of the city's ash-dense pockets and avoid the devastation Dutch elm left in its wake.
You'd have an entire block that would either get it or be removed. It could be as drastic as someone goes to work and they have canopy and they come home and they have none. We certainly don't want that to happen. What we would want to do is try and systematically transition our urban canopy citywide over a period of years, whether that's 5, 10, hopefully 20 years. Mm-hmm. You know, let's say we end up, removing some trees because a new road is being reconstructed. Okay, that's fine. We'll remove the ash and we'll replant something else. There's a new power line going in. We remove some ash, put in something else. That's like what happened here at the library. So that by the time we're taking down, let's say, our last ash tree, we'll also have other trees that we have planted established in the landscape, so we're starting to see some of those canopy benefits when that final large tree comes down.
You heard Brown say library. You'd think we'd meet on a city street to showcase an EAB-free ash tree. Instead, we're inside the new East Library off North Avenue.
We have 200,000 street trees. We take down anywhere from 3,000 to 4,000 trees a year. We have storms that come through, straight-line winds. Tops will break out of trees. You can have construction damage. Directing that wood to the highest and best use rather than whatever is easiest and most convenient.
Instead of the old days of sending removed trees to landfill, Milwaukee passes its felled trees to a couple of nearby lumber companies. Fashioning furniture, flooring, and even library artwork from urban wood are beginning to catch on.
As it turns out, it's also saving the taxpayers money. We save approximately 50% of our disposal cost repurposing the wood relative to what we had when we just straight up disposed of it and sent it over the scales.
Mark White doesn't have time to contemplate the splendor of repurposed urban wood. He's busy getting to know the parcel for which he is responsible and preparing for emerald ash borer that reportedly are a mile from his doorstep at Schlitz Audubon Nature Center. 40% of its 185-acre canopy off Lake Michigan and Bayside is ash. White has over two decades of restoration ecology experience, but he's been with Schlitz Audubon just less than a year.
Right now, I've got a map that has 256 management units in it. Each of those has been assessed in terms of what it's got in the canopy, the things that threatened it long term, and now we're setting the goals of where we want the land to be after 15 years and very long term, and coming up with the strategies.
Before he came on, about 150 ash trees scattered throughout the property were inoculated with insecticide. White rethought the strategy.
And so what I've decided is to take our highest quality land on our ravines and on our lake bluff and do our insecticide treatments on the larger ash in those areas where the ash are really important in stabilizing those slopes and maintaining the habitat quality in those areas.
Among Schlitz Audubon's richest habitats are its wet zones.
It's about 60 acres, and it's very rich with ephemeral wetlands that support the breeding of frogs and salamanders. We have Blanding's turtle here. So it's an extremely important piece of habitat, especially in Milwaukee County, for the conservation of these very scarce reptiles and amphibians.
These are areas which harbor lots of ash that shade the delicate ecosystems. White unilaterally will not treat any of those trees.
If we put the insecticide that kills the emerald ash borer into the tree by injecting it or by pouring the insecticide around the tree as is commonly done, that insecticide is systemically taken into the tree, goes into the leaves, every part of the tissue of that tree then has insecticide in it, and that is actually a fairly broad spectrum insecticide. And it doesn't just go away when it gets into the leaves. It falls down in the leaves, it falls down from the branches and twigs, and it gets into the soil, and it's still an active insecticide. And so it could potentially destroy the foundation of the food web that supports amphibians in those ephemeral ponds.
White says he began to consider the potential lingering impacts when he remembered another set of living creatures that freely move about Schlitz Audubon. 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds frolic its nature preschool. Some of their favorite explore locations are punctuated with massive ash. White says he's taking no chances. As for the ravines and bluff, he might treat a tree or two. But White remains in wait-and-see mode until he sees evidence of EAB.
I'm out there every day.
I bet.
Worrying about it and also inquiring what's going on. Where is emerald ash borer? Because once it's in a county, basically the state stops monitoring it. They don't track where it is in that county as it spreads. You know, they just color that whole county red and say emerald ash borer is there, and they move on. So what's important to me is to know where emerald ash borer is as that wave approaches us, so that strategically I can decide, you know, how fast I have to move.
White echoes the theme shared by the city and county of Milwaukee. Emerald ash borer presents them with an opportunity.
In a way, the loss of ash is going to be a tremendous opportunity for us to improve the diversity and the long-term quality of the forest that we're able to have here.
In Ozaukee County, the wave has arrived. As River Edge Nature Center reports, much of its ash is either dead or dying. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
You'll find more of Susan's coverage of emerald ash borer at WUWM.com.